In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now the time of Lent has begun. And as we know, Lent is a time to do penance. And we do penance not just for a short time, but for 40 days, after the example of our Lord in today's Gospel. Therefore, before we start, we have to have a clear idea. What exactly is penance? So, what then is penance? It is a good work that we do in order to repair for past sins. Because it is a work of reparation, it is a work of satisfaction, it has to cost us something. And that's why our penances usually take the form of a mortification. They are something painful. But every good penance has two aspects. Just as we as human beings, our human nature, has two elements, we have a body and a soul, so too our penance should have a double aspect. The first applies to our soul. This is where true penance begins. Just as sin begins in our soul with a choice, it is an act of our will to do something that we know is opposed to God, so our penance, which is the reparation for sin, must also begin in our soul. That choice that offended God must be unmade. We have to undo that choice. This is the symbol that the church presents to us on Ash Wednesday. The ashes are made from burning the palms from last year, and then they are crushed to make a powder. This is to show that our sinful choices, it's not enough to just put them aside. It's not enough to just break them in half. We have to completely destroy them. We have to crush them so that there is no sinful choice left in us. That is contrition. Now, this contrition, which begins in the soul, should then find its way into a manifestation, our body. Just like our body is usually a willing accomplice to our sins, so too it has a role to play in the doing of penance. The body also must repair for the unlawful pleasure that it has taken. This takes the form of mortification, and in this aspect we call it satisfaction. This double aspect is what makes Christian penance different to the self-denial of people in the world. Many people know what it means to fast. They want to lose weight, or they have a blood test, or whatever the reason might be. Or people give up alcohol for various reasons. Maybe they're driving. Maybe they are an athlete, and they don't perform as well when they have a beer the night before. But none of those categories class as penance, because there is no internal aspect. There is no true contrition that gives the penance its power. So, now that we know what true penance is, why do we need to do such penance? Our Lord tells us in a different part of the Gospel, "Unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish." Our Lord is speaking here in his position as all-knowing God. He knows how sinful we are, he knows our weaknesses, and he knows how prone we are to sin. And so he gives us a very good reason, because we want to get to heaven. But in fact, there are three good reasons to do penance. The first is to repair for our past sins. When we go to confession and our sins are forgiven, this is only one part of a sin. Remember that when we commit a sin, we incur a double effect. The first is the fault, the offence against God, and the second is a punishment that is due to it. When we go to confession, the first aspect is taken away. We receive forgiveness. The fault is no longer attributed to us. But the aspect of penance remains. We still have a punishment to fulfil. If the sin was grave, then the eternal punishment, which that has merited, That eternal aspect is changed to a temporal aspect, and so we can repair for it now, in our lifetime. And so the priest would give us a penance after our confession. This penance does a lot to repair for that fault. But that penance does not always satisfy for everything. There is still a possibility that we will have more punishment due for that sin, and so we must add penances of our own. That is a good reason to do penance ourselves. A second reason to do penance is because penance restores the order in our soul. It helps us to subdue the passions that we have. Because of original sin, we have within us a disorder. Our lower passions like to rebel. This is because of original sin. We have, because of original sin, as we all know, the wounds. Each of our faculties has a wound. In Latin, the word for these wounds are called fomes, fomes peccati. And the literal translation of fomes is kindling. It's like when you want to make a fire, you take very small sticks and they light very easily. You just need one match to make a blaze. And so these wounds of original sin are in us an incitement or a very grave danger to great sin. And so we have to keep them in check. We have to remove the kindling so that the blaze is not struck. This we can do by penance. And then a third good reason to do penance is because it makes us favorable to God, whereby we can receive graces which we need from him, or graces that we have been asking for him, from him for a long time. So now that we are convinced that penance is a good thing, what kind of penance can we do? The best kind of penance that we can do is to accept the ones that God sends our way. God, as we know, is a loving Father. He provides for us our food. He provides our shelter. He provides clothing, as he speaks of in the Gospel. But he also provides for the future, the eternal future that we have. He knows that every sin requires a punishment. And he knows that in this time, if we have not repaired for our sins, we must then repair in purgatory. And God, as a loving Father, does not want to see us suffer the pains of purgatory. And so he provides for us now opportunities for us to pay that debt before we die. These are the best kinds of penances because God always gets it right. He hits the nail on the head when it involves what do we need to make penance for. He always gives us the best thing for us. And not only is it the best for us, it is also free from pride. We can choose penances of our own, it's true, but often those will have an element of pride in them. Look what I accomplished. Look what I chose to do for God. And yet, when we accept the penances that God sends our way, it doesn't have that aspect. They're from God, and we are left in all humility to accept. So those are the best kinds of penances, but it doesn't prevent us from adding a few of our own. Here we are given free choice. Perhaps we have greater sins to repair for in the past, and so we all have good reasons to do penance. But perhaps we have a particular disorder that we need to focus on, whether it's a question of spending too much time on worldly things, giving our time to distractions, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's videos, maybe it's whatever it is. Perhaps it's an attachment to the things of the world where we have too many things. Material possessions take over our life. Or perhaps it's a grumbling against the dispositions of providence. These kinds of penances that we can take on ourselves help us to overcome the sources of sin. And so now is the time to have a look at these. And so to conclude, today is the first Sunday of Lent. This time of penance has begun. It's a time to take the opportunity to follow our Lord in his long time of penance, 40 days. How often do we come to the end of Lent and we look back and we say, I've done it again. Lent has come and gone and I've done nothing. Don't let that happen this year. We must do something beginning today in imitation of our Lord. And so, with that right mindset, we can go forward. We can endure this period of Lent cheerfully, taking in our stride those little crosses that our Lord sends our way. Take them with a smile. Accept them as from the hand of our loving Father. And then, on top of those, we can add a few of our own. And in this way, we can make a very good Lent and prepare for a very fruitful Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.